Gotta say, I love the color of the sweatshirt. I really do like it.
This was like, it's crazy because it was one of those things that was like, this is, it's only the only size that you can get is available in this color. And I was like, this is the best color of the sweatshirt. So, very, very fortuitous.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, welcome to the next episode of Layers. I'm glad you're here to enjoy this. Thank you for watching again. We're gonna kind of be a little different this episode. We're not gonna have kind of a set agenda. We'll still have the sponsored bit, but we're just gonna talk, ask questions, random conversation, see where it goes. If you like it, let us know. If you don't, then we'll go back to the structured stuff. So if you don't know this man, this guy has done a bunch of win designs in recent years, including the Warriors now, the Clippers. He did the Giants season, which I've actually told him I've done that before, but this guy's win designs have received more traction than I ever did. So me introduce Matt Kerner. What's going on, man? How we
What's
doing?
go good, man? Thanks for having me. I definitely, well,
Did
you have
I pronounce
basketball.
that right, by the way?
Yeah, actually, that's you'd think it's, 6 letters long, but it gets mispronounced, misspelled, anything you can think of, but no, that was A plus.
Cool,
Appreciate you
cool.
having me. Yeah, I've been doing my thing with the baseball jerseys. It started a little bit earlier than that, but I think the Giants jerseys are really what drew me to posting on, not posting on social media, because I've been posting to Instagram for a while, but like getting into Twitter and that kind of stuff, and like really participating in like a community. Because I've
Yeah.
always kind of been kept to myself, but it's been really cool to see all the reception and the feedback and the back and forth between, seeing everybody's designs, putting mine up, seeing just seeing that growth. So yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, you had a couple that I'd say that hit pretty well. Like you had the Seagull ones, which, by the way, nice.
Oh yeah.
Very nice.
I got
Even
it
had
hanging over here
you were
somewhere.
even oh you got some okay. You even had a chance to talk to Brody Brazil about it. He was pretty big in Bay Area sports and stuff, so
Yeah, it was crazy. He reached out literally unprovoked. It was the day, it was literally July 3rd, and I was like getting ready, like packing up to go because we were gonna go to a friend's cabin for 4th of July. And he messaged me on Twitter just like out of nowhere, and he was like, "Yay, like I really like the jerseys. Do you mind if I do like a video on the jersey, like highlighting it?" And I was like, "Of course, like 1000%. Like, what do you mean?" So then he did the video, and I was like fully expecting it because he had singled out the Seagull jersey. So I was fully expecting it to just be like a video about like, "Hey, this, Giants jersey looks really cool." And I watched the video, and he did like 10 of the jerseys, like 8, 10 of the jerseys.
yeah.
And talked about every single one. I was like blown away that he went to the extent that he did. So I was super grateful, obviously. And kept in touch with him, and I was like, "I gotta get you a jersey." So there is now a Seagull jersey sitting in, the closet or somewhere in Brody Brazil's
Yeah,
house. So it's pretty cool.
definitely cool someone who's high profile like that in the Bay Area. 'Cause yeah, you are originally a Bay Area kid, right? Yeah.
I'm an LA transplant, like, 95% of
Yeah.
people. Yeah, but my wife's from here, so I can claim, half LA citizenship.
Just
And
half.
I've been down here long enough. I don't know what qualifies as like Los Angelinos status. I don't know what the year cutoff is, but
It's gotta be at least over half your life, right?
I think that sounds fair. Now I think
Yeah.
about it. So
It's
yeah.
kinda anywhere you go, like the same thing with your hometown, it's wherever you grew up most of your
True.
life. And then when once you hit a certain age, you're like, oh, okay, I lived here for like 20 years and I'm 30 now, so I think now I'm technically this is my hometown.
Yeah, it's crazy though, because I lived in San Francisco for 4 years when I was in college, and it was like that period of your life, 18 to 21, that's like super formative. And so I really think of myself too, like I have a lot of memories attached to San Francisco. So to me, it feels like a second hometown, you know, plus, you know, growing up so close to it and being able to visit, you know, pretty frequently. So I have like multiple places. I think LA is getting there. I think I still feel like I still definitely feel like a transplant. So, you know, time is the determining factor, I think.
It also probably doesn't help that you're a Bay Area fan. Like,
Yeah.
probably you, Warriors, Giants, and Niners. So it's they LA has their own team. So it's maybe a little tough to kind of transition when you're like still a fan of those.
Yeah, I will say that I did, out of sheer coincidence, you know, just opening up an app and being like, hey, do you want to go to a game? I ended up going to the Dodgers game that Shohei got 40 and 40 and hit the walk off.
Oh,
I
nice.
was like, it was an insane experience being able to see that, you know, like no matter what. It's not, I'm not gonna wear a Dodgers hat to the game, but you know, I'm a baseball fan above everything, to
You
so
probably
to be able
also
to
don't
see
wear a
that.
Giants hat either. You probably just
No.
man.
I wore my Crutcher's hat, actually. You know, shout out to my guy who does the Crutcher's hats. So I felt like that was a I feel like that was a good compromise.
Yeah, that's the Sonoma County, right? The team from Sonoma County. Yeah, I went to one game, and I think I told you before, but I actually found out it was their last game ever.
The Crushers
My
game?
yeah, the Crushers game. Yeah, it was their last
Damn.
game ever in 2002. My father actually bought tickets, and we went. I never went to a baseball game like that, but it's cool. It's a different atmosphere than MLB. Like, yeah, have you
Yeah.
ever been to one of those games?
A Crushers game? Yeah, I went to I mean I was pretty young, but I went to a bunch of games, 'cause it was like, not even exaggerating, it was probably like 5 minute drive from my house. So it was like one of those things where, you know, if you had the time and, you know, it was a Friday night, you'd go, and, you know. So I remember everything. I remember like my elementary school did chili cook-offs at the stadium. So like
That's cool.
it was like a designated night where it was like, you know, everybody would have their own chili that they made, and you know, it would be judged and stuff like that. So I have a lot of good memories associated with Rainier Park Stadium. So
At the time that we went, my dad was actually living in Petaluma, so it wasn't that far of a drive. Like,
yeah, not too bad.
if I come from where I am now, I'm like, yeah, it's gonna take me maybe an hour or two. Who knows with California traffic?
Yeah, I mean,
You have it worse, yeah.
I've lost all perception of time driving in Los Angeles. Like, I, you know, it takes however long it takes. But yeah.
That leads me on this little like thing I've had for some time now. It's like I feel like I'll do it too. California should have like an extra set of steps in order to get their license in California, because it's like you see all the time, like literally you have the right of way and someone stop and they'll try to pull out and you're like, bro, what are you doing? Like, stop, get out of the way, it's my turn, what are you doing? And it happens a lot, a
We need
lot.
a train is what we need. We have one in Sonoma County, but it's like it doesn't go to enough places, so not enough people use it. But we need like a if we can get a train that goes northern to Southern California in, you know, a reasonable amount of time, that would just be like complete shift of, you know, being able to travel. But for now, I'll still make the six and a half hour drive up north every so often.
So far, oh my gosh.
Up the up the up the five, yeah.
Up the five, yeah. Would you
Yeah.
ever would you consider, like, if we were to do that, would it be like the bullet train where it goes
Yeah,
really
absolutely. I
fast?
mean, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. It doesn't need to be like, light speed or anything like that, but I think something that's reasonable, you know, something that has been proven to work before. But
yeah,
you know,
where is the bullet train based though? Is that Korea? I think the bullet train.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, if I get that wrong, please just spam the comments. Tell me that I'm an idiot, guys. Please do it.
I think it is. I could be wrong.
I've seen video and that. Yeah, like they can get. Yeah, it's really fast. So I'll leave it at that. So
yeah.
So, like, let me ask this. I'm totally off the cuff, so might be some pause in this podcast and all that. Have you always been fascinated designing? Or is it something that kind of came up just out of nowhere and then you started doing it and then obviously you have a skill for it? We've seen it. If you guys haven't seen it, please follow this guy on social media everywhere. Anyway, has it always been something in your path or just kind of something that happenstance that kind of just stumbled upon?
I bounce from like different creative pursuits like throughout my life. I was the kid who had their mom's typewriter and was like writing fan fiction before I knew what fan fiction was. Like I was writing like Rocket Power fan fiction.
Rocket Power, wow. Oh, that's yeah. I love that.
Binders of Rocket Power fan fiction. And then that kind of transitioned into, or I was kind of doing it concurrently. I used to draw a lot. I used to trace and draw like sports, like baseball players, basketball players, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then when I was a little older, I started doing very specific. I don't know what compelled me to do it. I was doing like basketball court designs.
Okay.
Like I would do the construction paper like in the shapes and like design out the courts. So I always kind of had it in me, but I never really considered it at the time as like a thing that I wanted to do as like a career. It was more of like a I'm having fun expressing myself kind of thing. And then I went to school. I originally wanted to do journalism and then I kind of changed my mind before going to school. So I did media studies, which is kind of like a general communications type degree. And then from there, or like while I was in school, I would start doing like art cover artwork, logo design for friends, for people who came to me because I had worked after graduating, I had worked at a like recording studio, but they also like sold beats online and, you know, artists who wanted to make music with the studio. And I was literally in the studio. So I'd be like, hey, do you need artwork for the song? So a pretty large base of people came from that who, you know, some of them have become recurring clients, you know, some I haven't heard from since, but so I really started doing it because it was like an available channel for me to, you know, be able to live and support myself. Yeah. So it was really kind of the thing that it was kind of like a opportunity meeting, you know, like a moment in terms of if I can do this and, you know, be able to function, pay bills and still be able to do, you know, something that I love to do. It's like, you know, you don't pass that up. So it kind of came out of that. And then from there, I kind of established myself more as like a graphic designer, creative director, you know, whatever you want to label it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that's kind of where I am now, sitting on, you know, like 15 years experience. I'm sorry. This is, I did a job interview yesterday, so I'm kind of in job interview mode still.
No, but you're good. You're good. This almost feels too much like an interview, but
no, please, your turn to say something. No, all I say, all that to say, it came, always comes from love, but you know, love paired with, you know, being able to fulfill a goal and pursue a career, you know, doesn't hurt. So,
yeah. I don't want to ask where you interviewed from, but I've totally gotten that stance. Even if I'm like at like even if I'm at a job and I had an interview, like the next day I'm still kind of just like in that mode, like let me think everything out, thought out responses, try to stay calm. But so I totally get it.
Yeah, I haven't got you know, the state of the world, haven't got a ton of interviews, so you got to make sure that you capitalize when you do get them. So
And even when like you think like, oh, like I did amazing, you don't hear from
yeah,
which is the worst. Even like the
definitely
connection is like, oh,
happens.
I feel like they enjoyed the conversation, we had a good time, but then it's like, yeah, cool,
Yeah,
sweet.
that's why it's crazy, because I don't, I don't know what your stance is, but that's why I feel like I'm happy that I got in a relationship before dating apps, because like I feel like I would have just been going on interviews, which is crazy to think about. If you really think about it, I mean, I'm gonna derail the conversation, but
No, we're good. Let this go anywhere today, so we're totally fine.
like no, I like I think of it like an unhealthy amount of like how happy I am that I got into a relationship, face to face, and knew the person. But interviews are scary, man. Interviews are, you gotta be able to prove yourself, prove your worth, but not, be over eager.
Totally get that,
Yeah, it's a balance you gotta strike.
Well, I can't relate, but I totally get what you're saying. So, let's bring it back a little bit here. Like,
Yeah,
have
please.
some fun there. I said you've done a lot of sports. The Giants baseball wins, Warriors baseball wins, Niners baseball wins, some more than others. I'm looking at an average, not because definitely more Giants jerseys because it's a longer season. What would you say maybe is your what you enjoy doing, like designing most for, in which sport or even team? 'Cause I know you've done a couple teams for like Clippers and Warriors for basketball, so but is there like a favorite that you've done?
I mean, definitely the Giants jerseys. I think the funny thing is, go ahead, sorry.
You're good.
The funny thing is that I actually started with basketball jerseys. I think it was funny. I had seen a jersey that Banner 18 had posted, which is, I think Pete Rogers does the jerseys for
Yeah,
Banner
it's
18.
Pete Rogers' company, yeah.
And I saw a Hawks one that was like an Outcast style, and I was like, messaged him immediately because I'd mocked up a jersey in like 2018, like referencing that same Outcast album. And his obviously, I told him his was a lot cleaner and like executed better. But yeah, that was like the first time that I really was posting any kind of jerseys on Instagram, was where I started. And then I kind of left it alone for a while. Like I didn't really touch jerseys. I think it was because I think at that point I was working for like an apparel company. So I was like, it's like the Subway situation. It's like I don't want to go home and make a sandwich. So I kind of left it alone for a little bit, unless it was like freelance, other outside freelance work. Yeah, and then I picked it back up when I got furloughed from my job. And I was like, might as well, do this, keep myself busy, keep my mind moving. And took 45-ish jerseys, but took off. Took off at least to a certain extent. But yeah, no, it's a cool journey to look back at. But to answer your actual question, I think the baseball jerseys are probably the top. I was kind of nervous to do the Warriors jerseys, to be honest with you, because I didn't know if I was going to be able to come up with that many. For sure, I mean, the Giants are my first team, so I've been following them my whole life. Picked up the Warriors maybe like 2003. 2004, like right after Gilbert Arenas left. Because I was a kid and I was a Shaq fan, so I rooted for the Lakers. I wasn't even like a Lakers fan. I was a Shaq fan.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I got to start rooting for the Warriors, even though they're god awful. And this is just going to be my life being a Warriors fan. And did not understand how wrong I was going to be, but you know, but the Warriors stuff came later. So I was like, am I going to have enough like experience to, you know, put together jerseys? But it's been a lot of fun. And then I took the Clippers one from your hands. I know you, you said you just stopped doing the other jerseys, right?
Yeah. As of, I think, yeah, Thursday was the last day. I still got to do my Kings one. I'll still do the Kings,
like I said. Of course,
I still got to do that one. I haven't even designed it yet. But I need to work on that. By the way, we're recording this on the 4th of February. So they just won shorthanded after the De'Aaron Fox trade, which I don't want to talk about the trade too much if we can.
We don't have to.
Devastation. It almost... How can I relate this? Because I was a Warriors fan back in the day, before like the last couple of years.
Okay,
I would equate this to how we all felt when Monte Ellis got traded.
I was a little upset. I was definitely upset.
Who knows? I've been wrong. I was mad about Mike Brown getting fired, then they actually started winning. So I'm like, oh, maybe that was the right move, and now. Yeah. Fox is leaving, like, oh, this is a stupid move. Now they won. I'm like, maybe let's see. But we got Zach LaVine though, so I mean, he's pretty good.
Yeah, that was a decent pickup. You know, at least you got something back for, because you know, I think De'Aaron Fox was leaving regardless, but I'm not sure what the contract situation was. But anyways,
he had 2 years left on his contract, if I'm pretty sure. Yeah, so this year and then next year, but
yeah. I don't know, man. If Luka can get traded, then everything is up for grabs. Honestly kind of scared to look at my phone. The only thing that's keeping me sane is the fact that the Warriors still will not do anything. I'm hoping that I'm jinxing them into making a decision. But
the Warriors won't do anything next day. Trade Steph Curry? What? No.
Yeah, I mean, I did read that. I don't think they can trade Schroeder until tomorrow. I think something with his contract.
Because you got traded to the Warriors, and it's probably like a period until you can get traded again. That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm hearing KD rumblings, which would be funny. Would definitely make me laugh.
But I just read today, like, they're nowhere close to a deal with that right now, so.
I would be surprised if the Warriors were somewhere close to a deal with anybody at this point. So,
I mean, the best bet was Jimmy Butler, but that's kind of fell out, I feel like.
Yeah. I don't know. Jimmy's on Mars right now. I don't know what's going on.
It's not the first time he's wanted to leave. So, like...
It's crazy.
He's a good player, don't get me wrong, but... something there.
Yeah.
That we don't know.
How long have you been doing Kings jerseys? Let me ask you a question.
Okay, so the Kings jerseys. Okay, last year was my first year as a Kings fan. I left being a Warriors fan in 2021.
Okay, I need the story behind that. If you can do that after, you can do that after, or you can stop this because this is how I tell stories. I'll remember something and then I'll just completely go on another path. But whatever you want.
I think that story will come out eventually on one of these podcast episodes. But if I can't get a guess, or I'm like, I have no ideas, I'll be like, okay, it's time to tell the story. But
good tease.
So stay tuned to the podcast if you want to listen to that story. No, I left personal reasons in 2021. I was just watching from Twitter. I didn't really watch basketball much because I don't have TV or anything like that, or any kind of streaming service. And then at my job, we were closed the whole month of January due to some issue. Oh, so I'm not going to tell you where I'm going to work, where I work either. So good luck there. So I had a lot of time. So at the time, I think Jazz Unitracker was actually living in the Sacramento area. We talked about going to a game, so we went to a game during the time we were closed. Great atmosphere, enjoyed it. They didn't win, unfortunately, which I haven't been to a Kings win yet, so I'm a little bitter about that. So we did that, and then I think the next year, yeah, the 2020 or last year, yeah, was the I decided, you know what? Let's go Kings, light the beam, and I started doing it then. It hasn't. There's been some jerseys that kind of get traction, than other ones. I'm just like, it's like, oh, here's 10 likes. I'm like, I really like this jersey. I don't know if you feel the same way, but you like, oh, this
Oh
was
my
probably one of
God.
my best jerseys ever. Like, I've done such a good job, and then no one's like, you get like one like, and it's like, what?
Yeah. I feel I don't think I would put something out if I didn't feel like it was really good, to be honest with you. I feel like I've every single time I put out a jersey, I'm like, yeah, I like this one. This is a good one. So.
The older you get, the more you do it, then you were like, I need something to put out. Here you go. Here's a plain born one.
No, for sure. For sure. I'm sure I'll and I'm not saying I haven't come across that, but I've been able to like and it's funny, a lot of the times those jerseys are the ones that like take off. I'll be like,
It's
fuck it.
crazy.
I have 20 minutes. I'm gonna throw this like basic like word mark up with the number. Keep it super simple and I post it and I'm like, all right, you'll see what it does. And then those are always the one. It's always the ones that you spend the least amount of time on,
Yeah, I
which
think
is
my win
crazy.
number 4 this year was just like a simple arched word mark and barely any detail. White jersey, just basic trim. And people are like, oh, this is the best one. I'm like, how? I literally did one that had a lot more detail. I thought it was way more fun, but no, you guys, like, it's, but I do like the stuff I put out, but sometimes just like, I need something. Here's
Sure. Absolutely.
Boston Celtics inspired. That's work, so.
Yeah.
I guess we should live by that, because that definitely is something that, like, Boston has like the same design for years, and that works, and people like
Yeah.
that. So.
Yeah, no, I mean I think in general jersey design simpler is always better, but I think in our, you know, in our lane, you gotta get creative sometimes with the jerseys just out of like here's a different look, you know. This isn't the same old jersey in a different color. I think our creative license extends a little bit further than, you know, if you're actually designing the jerseys for the actual team. So sometimes you go simple, sometimes, you know, get a little detail with it, put a little pattern on it. You know, you just gotta have fun with
I
it.
think that's one thing with us too, is like, we have the creative liberties to do anything. We can design anything. Not thinking about it from a professional standpoint who actually does it for the team. They probably have some limitations from the team or Nike or whoever brand they're designing for. They can't do certain things. That's probably one thing that people get mad about, like Nike and stuff, like, oh, your jerseys suck. You should hire these guys. Like, they probably have some limitations. They can't use these.
Yeah,
Yeah.
every, you know, the brand guidelines will get you every time for sure.
But especially doing like let's say the Seagull jersey, like, they had to probably contact somebody about using the licensing to use that font, or even close to that font, or even the Seagull itself for a jersey. So it's a whole
Yeah, there's a
process.
lot.
So.
Once you make it physical, there's a lot more involved,
Yeah.
in terms of hurdles that you have to pass. But we definitely have a lot more, you know, creative
Freedoms.
liberty. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. But the you were mentioning the Celtics, the one that you wore in the Pete Rogers episode, the Sixers flip. I mean, I love that 76ers jersey. That was the jersey that I watched growing up, the black one. So it looks good in any team that you flip it to. It looks good.
Yeah, I did a Knicks one too last year, because I kind of extended, just like everyone steals Pete's ideas, I stole one of his ideas. I
I'm
did like a
guilty. I'm guilty.
Oh, we're all guilty. But it's funny that people like commenting. It's like, oh, hey, Pete Rogers did this first. He's like, I'll do this, and he'll comment. I was like, dude, shut up. It's fine. Like, I know this.
Hey, good artist steal.
Yeah, good artist steal. Yes.
That's a, I don't know what the I don't know what the saying is, but
You know that's. I'm just gonna put that as the caption. Good artist steal, Matt Kerner.
thank you.
So, like, designing and all that, how long does it usually take you to come up with a design for like one of these wins, or even just in general?
It depends. Sometimes I'll have like two or three different ideas in my head so I can like immediately pick one and start. And sometimes I'm like, damn, I've kind of tapped myself out on ideas. So I'm gonna have to start digging. I reference a lot of past uniforms. Obviously reference history. Did that a lot for the Giants jerseys, a lot of San Francisco Bay Area history. I draw from everywhere. I mean, my lived experience, not only being a Warriors fan, but being a Warriors fan who lived in the Bay Area. So, sometimes I'll do a E40 themed Giants jersey. See, the ideas come from everywhere. It's just a matter of, when I have them and if I'm able to execute on them. But yeah, no, I actually have an idea in my head right now for a Warriors jersey, but doesn't always happen like that. But yeah.
Well, that might segue into our sponsors ad pretty nicely.
There you go.
You got that idea. Could you, th you think you do it in 5 minutes?
5 minutes. Can I just grab, we can talk. Can I just grab a font that I need first? So that's all I need, and then I
No
can
worries.
work.
Okay. We're gonna cut to the sponsor break, so you will have a minute. I'll cut the recording, all that, but
Perfect.
he's up for the challenge again, and he's going to be using a template from our sponsor. If you follow me on social media, you know I like to design uniforms. Maybe a little too much. Luckily, ProLine mockups make it very easy. We've got professionally made 4K Photoshop mockup templates that look amazing and are super easy to work with. They don't take up a lot of disk space, making it easy on your computer. From jerseys to helmets, individual pieces to complete uniforms, we've got everything you need to take your design to the next level. You want to try for yourself? Head on over to ProLine Mockups and grab a template today. Even better, you can save 10% by using code LAYERS at checkout. Head on over to ProLine Mockups today. Now back to the podcast.
I have the idea in my head and I know how to execute it, so I'm not worried.
Yeah, again, no pressure here. So, right. Got a timer for 5 minutes. It's kind of blurry, so maybe you can't see it. Any thoughts going into this before? Oh.
Oh shit. Hold on. Woo. No thoughts, just vibes per usual.
Okay.
If you're asking seriously, I'm gonna start with a word mark. I'll see what's gonna work in terms of the how I'm gonna color out the collars. I'm still trying to decide if I'm gonna do the original color, which is like a green and a orange, or if I'm just gonna go Warriors color. So we'll probably try both and see what looks better.
No worries. Are you ready?
I am
This
ready to
is my
go.
favorite bit because I can see people go through it because I've done it before many times. So, all
Oh
right.
my God.
3, 2, 1,
All right, so we
Time's
got our
up. Just kidding. No.
blank chilling. Dang, already?
That's
Time does fly.
a great
So I'm
Celtics
just
jersey
gonna
there. I mean, yeah. I guess Cavs. Cavs is more plain. Sorry.
This is as classic as it gets right here. This is the warm-up jersey.
There you go. That's like the
Let's see what it
undershirt
looks
they wear,
like.
what like Dwight Howard
It
used to
is, it
wear.
damn near. Absolutely. We need an undershirt template. All right, so I'm going to start from here. My objective is to get, and I'm just going to use this as if I need to steal this guy to add. Turn this into a word mark that says Warriors, and then I'll just kind of use that accompanying font to throw a number underneath, which is going to fit super nice right here, which is good. So let's begin.
I look at the timer too. Like
This is good because
4 minutes, 4 minutes.
I did a for everyone listening to this who's in the Bay Area, I did a Senor Sisig, which is like a food truck super popular in the Bay. They just opened one up literally at Chase Center. But I did a flip for it to say Warriors, but there's no, it's like a custom script, so I had to flip the entire thing from senior assistant to say Warriors, so I had to like steal bits and pieces, which I think that's always a fun thing to do for sure. Cooper Black Italic, there it is. All right. Can you like every minute?
Just, oh, yeah, like, yeah, for sure. I got you.
Hit me with a little reminder.
That's the plan.
I'm not, unfortunately, I'm not as organized as Pete. I do have libraries.
3 minutes.
So I am somewhat organized.
I don't do the libraries. I haven't figured that out yet.
The libraries are actually super, super useful. But the thing is, you just have to go through the situation of like setting them up. But once you set them up, you have them and they're super useful. Go Black Fill. I'm going to. It's funny, whenever I'm on Instagram now, I get every other video is like Photoshop or Illustrator tutorials.
Yeah.
Because that's like everything that my brain absorbs. So I'm like constantly on that. So you pick up some stuff.
The definitely, life and
times of being a self-taught. okay, we're gonna have to duplicate this. Transform it down. No, but Illustrator,
2 minutes
for me, I feel like, damn, I'm going way too slow. sorry. I feel like it unlocked something for sure once I learned really how to do. I am not equipped to work this fast. All right, we're going to, I'm just gonna wing it.
Not very sure. If it takes longer than a minute, than 5 minutes, then that's fine.
Takes. Hopefully, it should take five. Should take 5 minutes.
Just take some time. Sorry.
Painful. Where are you at?
One minute.
Oh my god. I feel like I need an extra grace 2 minutes because Pete had the word marks ready. I'm basing everything off of how this went with Pete. I'm just gonna.
Pete's the Santa. He's the first one. So.
Yeah, I'm screwed. I don't know what is going on here. Boo this man. So this is gonna be like
put in the SpongeBob meme. Oh brother, this guy stinks.
Love pulling that one out. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna be over time, but now you just get to watch me make a jersey.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Officially not built for this.
It's not.
Go into bonus time.
Again, it's not. No pressure. Huh. Just know that you failed. I'm just kidding.
I mean, I did. I did fail. You're not wrong. But hopefully, we can make some good out of this situation. So we got that. That couple of these down.
I never been able to use Illustrator, so it's fun watching the process of other people.
Yeah, it was, like I said, it was something that definitely super intimidated me at first, but once I kind of stepped into it and got the reps, it's very useful to be able.
I have a timer going, so I don't know how long it's taking you to do this.
Untimed, just how I like it. All right.
Well, I'll put like something in the corner or something.
Yeah, you'll have the video to tell how long it took. You can just fast forward the rest until it's finished.
God, no, it's gonna be all uncut. We're watching this unfold.
Beautiful.
Watch out. Welcome to Layers Podcast, by the way, if you're watching. So that's how we do it. Uncut. If I mess up, you know what? We're gonna keep it in because it's all just in good fun.
I'm definitely gonna keep the colors because I like them. So that is good enough reason for anything.
Not a time crunch or anything. That's not.
I don't. Time crunches don't exist for me, which is a lie as a freelance designer. Come on, that's way too pointy. Bitches.
I would have recommended maybe making them rounded instead of sharp edges.
Yeah, I feel you. Let's do.
I'm not supposed to interject when you design, but you're already over. So
no, you're absolutely right. I absolutely appreciate that. So the thing with this,
yeah, I'm not sure if it's easier or not. So I'm like, I could just be giving you
just do a round stroke on these.
There you go.
Beautiful. That is what we will get, and we will enjoy it.
You can always go in after and make adjustments, not feel rushed or anything.
All right, we're just gonna leave it rough like that just because I don't want to waste any more time.
Perfect. I love the little attention detail because you're noticing like the amount of green underneath the letters.
Oh yeah. That's a must.
But I love it. Look at like, oh, the black line in the middle is definitely going under the letters, but then there's a little bit of green underneath the second letter. And
exactly. Damn, that's crazy. I turned your podcast into a Photoshop tutorial. That's the good thing about live text is that it's easy to copy over.
Yeah. I've seen the tutorial. I've never used it though, but
I've seen the
tutorial before, like showing how to make it so it's live text and all that stuff.
Yeah. This, appearance panel is your best friend using Illustrator. I will say that. All right. Let's go back to Photoshop.
Hold on. Go back. You forgot the shadow underneath the leaf or whatever that is.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
We're going to make people better, not put them down like that. That's awful. You forgot that. What the frick, man?
No, that's what critiques are for.
But you need the good critiques, not just someone like, oh, yeah, you're awful. You sucked. That's awful. Just be like, oh, you should do this. Maybe. There you go, that shadow. Oh.
Yeah, I gotta grab everything at once because the shadow doesn't want to cooperate. So I'm just gonna force it into a shape.
Fun.
We will get there eventually, I promise.
Six hours later.
Honestly, play the fucking thing. Dude, what is happening? I am just going to...
I would just duplicate it and then, yeah.
I'm trying to get the... There we go. See, this is like a super ultra realistic look into one of my design processes. All right. Because sometimes the shadow, I haven't fully mastered the appearance panel yet. Because sometimes the shadow will only follow on certain shapes, which is super annoying. So let me go ahead and just outline the shape And then I'll do a drop shadow that way. There's always a way to do something.
Yeah.
I think that applies to Photoshop and Illustrator evenly. Oh my god. Can you cooperate, please? Alright. Let's get you here. Bump you down. This form. 30. Beautiful.
There it is.
Slightly modified, but we got there. All right, copy this in. Kerning's looking
definitely
good.
An asterisk on this one, just saying.
Oh my god, put like 5 on it. 5 asterisks. Sometimes if I'm copying in, sometimes I'll have to double layer it for some reason. I don't know, just sometimes it has gaps in between the outlines, which is very frustrating.
I bet.
All right, so we're gonna go ahead and place and make sure that this number is looking right. I like to place, like, it's all a matter of preference, but I like to place a little higher on the jerseys, so sometimes I need to kind of finagle.
Yeah,
a lot of visual lining up,
especially with some board marks that are a little uneven on the sides, like you have the little gap on the right side on this one.
Exactly. Here we go. We're getting there. You know that we should have been there already. But...
what it is, man. What it is. Again, it's fun to watch the process.
Let's see what that's looking like.
Win 26, man, huh?
Crazy. I'm surprised we're here. I'm surprised we're over 500, to be completely honest with you. It's been quite the season.
Right, audio listeners, yeah, it's better to watch the video sometimes, so
sorry. Yeah, dead silence. Definitely some stuff that I would tweak on that word mark, but I am not going to waste any more of your time. See all these different stripes that I copied out from.
Oh, my! Mine is the exact same, so.
Crazy. Super organized. Let me just crunch this down a bit. I need to add these colors. Do-do-do. We go orange with green. Let's see what that looks like. No, green, not blue. Might need to flip that.
I'd suggest maybe black and green.
Ooh, black and green. Yeah, I see.
So it kind of matches the leaf.
Nice. Good call. Sorry, my computer is sluggish. Nice. It looks sharp. I like that. Cuff me. I definitely do a lot of... definitely do a lot of tweaking within the template. I don't know if you... I mean, because you... You know, I don't know how much.
And that's what anyone does. The actual template. It's what anyone does.
Ooh, do I do the modern looking cutoff? I think I'm going to pull the panels down. Nope. What are you doing? Right at the finish line. 5 minutes.
People?
Look at that.
Five minutes. Jersey.
Beautiful. Count it.
What? We have like an error message or something though. Not sure what that is.
Huh?
I see an error message on Photoshop. There it is.
Oh, am I delayed? I think I'm delayed because I just got that error message and not cleared. Inception. Yeah.
You know, it definitely
There it
like
is. I would go back and make tweaks to it for sure. But that's, an insight, just a look.
it definitely like I'm not saying it's bad. It screams like Hawaii.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure. Especially with it saying Warriors.
Yeah, because
But I would add, I would definitely add like some Warriors like themed kind of things, because the main thing I'm going for is just flipping the
yeah.
Larry June thing. So I'd probably put some Larry June somewhere in here. But yeah, sometimes I go super basic Warriors colors. Sometimes I'll not do a single Warriors color. So that's just kind of how it goes.
Yeah, and this one's so simple, easy. Who knows? It might be your most liked jersey yet. Who knows?
Yeah, if we're going based on track record and what we were talking about. You can do like the when you play it back, you can do like the fast forward, so
Oh
you don't have
no,
to go through
it's gonna be
all
all one cut.
that.
That's not how we do the
Beautiful.
podcast. We leave it all in, so
Beautiful. Well, at least I was able to do it,
yeah. In 5 minutes.
Five exactly on the dot.
Exactly, yeah. I'll stretch out the timer so it just like slowly goes like 5 minutes.
Yes. Perfect. That's what I'm looking for.
Like last time we did the podcast, like it was fun talking to Brian and all that, but I'm really looking at the timeline. It's like here's Brian's talk, here's me, here's
Yeah.
Brian talking, and then me. It's like we should make it kind of more even, hopefully. But again,
We'll
if you
see.
guys, listeners, if you guys like this format, let us know. If you don't, we'll go back to just doing interviews and
Yeah.
stuff. So,
Are you pro yap or anti yap? Sound off in the comments.
they're asking me. I was like, I'm cool with
No, no,
it.
no. Sorry. Yeah. That's why I qualified with sound off in the comments. But I'll ask you, why not? Are you pro yap or anti yap? What in any
We'll
situation?
see how this goes. I feel like it's going well so far.
Okay, that's good.
This like I said before, if anyone's listening, no agenda. I usually send an agenda to whoever I'm with and kind of get a feel for the show, but we're just kind of freestyle, free balling this. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
My agenda
Again,
is there is no agenda.
I literally messaged you last night, like, "Hey, you free
Yeah.
tomorrow? Like, I need to get an episode out for next week. I don't have anything, so."
Well, you asked an unemployed person, which is the right person to ask that question. So,
Fair, fair, fair.
but yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I know you touched on, your background and stuff on your intro, but I'm curious
Did you
to know
actually
any of. No,
did you
I no,
actually
I
watch
didn't.
that?
No, I didn't. I will admit to you right now that I watched the Pete Rogers episode. I watched part of the beginning one. But I get super distracted and I just like see a penny and I'm like, hey, that's something else.
Like it's like the dog from Up. You are a master and I squirrel.
Exactly, 1000%. But I'm curious, what are some of your favorite jerseys from anyone that you've seen on, any timeline, Twitter, Instagram? It could be a specific designer, it could be a specific jersey. But what have you seen that you're like, damn, like I wish I made that, or yeah.
Mean, everyone gets that. You see, I feel like back when I started, like people were doing it, yeah, but now it seems like a lot more people are involved. So you've got a lot of people to choose from. I'm not trying to pick any favorites because people be like, "Oh, I messaged you about this jersey. You never responded." Up like I can't see them all.
You
I'm
got, I mean,
sorry.
you got favorites though. I know you don't,
Well, of
you
course I
don't
got
want to share them, but
favorites. Uh, this guy named
favorites.
this guy named Matt, he designs for the Warriors jersey. No, I'm just
Listen, I was not fishing for compliments. I
kidding.
was genuinely curious.
Although, like I've said, like your words, like when I saw the early All-Star version with the star, I'm like, that is genius for a jersey. I've definitely been getting more like liking the logo, just this plain logo and a number. Like I used to be more like traditional, like it needs a word mark. It makes no sense to have a logo, but I like the
Yeah.
logo look. I've done a few for some of the other teams for the win designs. If I had to pick a favorite, I'm probably gonna go to Twitter quick and see my likes, see what I've liked recently.
There you go.
Although I'm very bad at liking.
Straight from the source. I try to be as good as I can about getting to people's posts and liking them. you know, just as a general principle of being in the community.
You get some guys that like will post just so many jerseys that it's like, again, you got a lot of people, so it's hard to see it, to miss sometimes. Like, yeah. I do a lot, but then there's been people. I'm trying to find one that one recently that I liked. Again, not trying to toot my own horn on my jerseys, but.
You've put out, so how many? Okay, here's a good question. Do you know how many jerseys you've put out this season? NBA jerseys? Like, do you have a number?
Oh, yeah, 165.
Jesus.
Yeah, I have that number. I have that number. Yeah, 165. That's why, like it was getting too much. I had to stop. That's why absurd. I'm like, I had to.
I'm surprised you did it for as long as you did it. Because
I feel like 100 days was a good mark.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, that was quite the task, and they all looked amazing. So, you know, props to you. That's crazy. 165? Yeah. I can't even imagine. I did 80 Giants jerseys through the season, and I was exhausted.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my god.
Me too. Like I said, but I don't know if like you were like me. I prepped like all those jerseys before the season started, so I literally like had a week. I had a week or two.
Yeah, then, my jersey decision for the Giants was definitely closer to like the season starting, so I definitely didn't have any time to bank stuff. Funny enough, I have time to bank stuff now, and I still haven't banked any Giants jerseys for this upcoming year because I've been focused on the Warriors stuff. And other freelance stuff, but it's definitely smart to bank stuff.
But 80 jerseys is too much to bank. Like,
it's a lot. It's a lot. I could bank maybe 5 at a time. I'm gonna be real with you.
I think I would do that, but it was in the span of like a week. I would do like 5, and then I would go take like 3 hours off, and I'll come back do like 5 more, and then I'm like, I'm going to bed. Then repeat the process.
You go ahead. You go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna call out a couple of designers. From stuff I like. Ross, like Hot Jupiter, he's been doing the Pacers for some years now.
Yes. Love his.
And also Stargazer jerseys.
Mm-hmm. The Hawks guy?
Mr. JoJo Stevens, yeah. Like,
so good. A lot of Kentucky jerseys are really good, too.
And he keeps doing it. I'm just like, how? Like, I did the 165. I'm like, how can you keep going?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm already like looking to next season for the Giants. Like, oof. I think I have 80 more ideas, but we'll see.
After that 1 year,
That's them being an 80-win team again. But you know, we'll see.
You know, Buster Posey. I'm actually very excited for Buster Posey being at the helm.
Absolutely, yeah. Me too.
I'm a Giants fan too, so
nice.
Buster Posey when he came back, I was like, no way. But what? Once it came out that Buster Posey was the one that did all the talking for Matt Chapman, mm-hmm. I feel like I knew there was going to be a shift. Like, okay, Farhan's going to be gone.
Yeah, that was the tip.
Posey has to take over. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? Let me ask you. You don't have to say me. I'm not trying to fish for likes or anything, but any designer or designs that you've seen kind of same thing?
Yeah, I mean, I can say the obvious and say Pete Rogers. I've said multiple times that he inspired me to get back into doing jerseys. I like everything that he puts out. Honestly, I don't think he's put out a jersey where I'm like, I don't know.
There's a couple. I'm not going to lie. There's a couple, but like
Okay.
Like there's not everything's going to be a hit.
It happened. Yeah. It's natural. You know, he's done so many jerseys. Just hasn't happened for me. Blanking on his name, but he does Red Sox jerseys. But he does more general like graphic design stuff.
The City Edition stuff on Instagram, right?
Yes, he did the molasses one. He did the Fenway Green Monster jersey. My AL team.
Palmer Designs.
Yes. Yeah. Sean. Shout out to him. My AL team / my brother was picked. The Yankees as his AL team, so I picked the Red Sox. So I have a lot of love for the Red Sox. So I love seeing Red Sox stuff. I went and went to Boston a couple years ago and got to go visit Fenway.
Always want to do that.
It's a museum. It's literally a living museum.
Yeah.
It's so cool. It's so weirdly shaped. Like it should be a football field.
Yeah.
Like they've,
is it big enough to hold a football?
They've played football on the field a few times. There's like a bowl game. I don't know if it's still happening, but they'll play at Fenway.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, you're right.
Gorgeous, gorgeous stadium. So old, but they they keep good care of it. There's like a vegetable garden on the roof. It's crazy.
A lot of teams have been going kind of like that garden route. Like the Giants had like their whole little garden area they came out with.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now it's a bullpen, so that area's all gone.
Yeah. I think it might still be there. I don't know if they put like concessions or I don't know what they did. But yeah, Sean Palmer, super inspired by his stuff. Not placing their name right now, but they do Oklahoma City jerseys. I know there's a couple people who do it.
Tony Maroff or DGO Super.
Yeah, both of them. Yeah, I love their stuff. So many directions you can go with the Thunder too. This is really cool to see. Also, this guy named Casey, he's pretty good. Yep. He'll do a Kings jersey every now and again. All joking aside, I really enjoy your Kings jerseys, because I don't know. I feel like the Kings are spiritually close, you know, proximity wise to where I grew up, but
yeah,
it was kind of from a distance, but it was always fun watching the Kings. You know, I won't bring up, you weren't a Kings fan, so I'll bring it up. Kings Lakers memories. But yeah, just like a formative growing up experience watching the Kings. But
all the Kings fans, yeah, spam glad, the comments.
Yeah, spam the comments, light the beam, all that. but I'm glad that you've taken on the not only the fandom but the jerseys. They're in very, very good hands. But those are the main ones that I'm kind of checking for on a daily basis or whenever they come. So
you mentioned like the comp, like not the competition, but that you have like the two guys doing the Thunder. When you see you and Gav both in the war, is there like, it's not really a competition because you want to support each other, but is there like a little bit of a competition there? Like,
for sure. 1000%. I want to have a better jersey than Gavin. I mean, I don't know if I've done it yet. I'm sure people, you know, would tell me. I know he has a little bit more of a following on Twitter and Instagram than I do, because I'm a hermit. I lurk on social media, which I'm trying to get better at. I promise I'm trying to hype myself up to do the Pete Rogers whoever style videos where you know do the layers on the jersey and it's me looking at the camera, just trying to work up, you know, to be able to look at the camera.
Which he also stole that, by the way. So
for sure,
everyone gets an us about stealing his idea, and he steals good, ideas. So
good artist steal. Now it has to be the name of the. Yeah, it has to be the name of the episode.
That's the name. Well, no, it's got to be your name. Okay, maybe I'll make it the name of the episode. I don't know. We'll see. Good artist steal.
I got a name.
That's an interesting podcast name.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I think. There's always a certain level of competition, you know, growing up, having played sports and being competitive, you know, if you're good at something, you want to see if you're the best at it naturally.
Yeah.
So.
But in the same light, I feel like even though it's friendly competition, it's fun. You still want to support everyone that does it too. There's some guys, I'm not going to point any names out, but there's some guys that are like, oh, like my design's the best, yours sucks, kind of thing. Like, that's just toxic. Yeah. We should be supporting each other and make each other grow. And I feel like that's where like that little competition comes in. It's fun, but it's like,
sure.
There's even times where you both comment each other like, damn, that's nice. Like,
yeah, no, I love all of Gavin's jerseys. Like all his jerseys have been sick, and I'll pop in occasionally to drop an emoji or say it's clean. But yeah, no, we should, that's a super important message. We should be supporting, you know, each other's creative endeavors, and, you know,
exactly.
Competition only, you know, iron sharpens iron. Competition only makes you a better designer in the end. So that, I know that definitely motivates me. So
I don't want to say that I pushed him into it, but like, I'll ask him like, "Hey, you doing it again this year?" And he's like, "I don't know, man, it's a lot of work." And then day it one, is. He posts jersey. I'm like, "He's back. Okay, sweet."
He's not, I mean, he's not wrong. It's a lot of work.
Especially doing both, like, people do like the, like, every series when they'll design a jersey for the baseball, but like you and I, we did the full wins. I'll never do that again.
I saw the series wins. I'm not, you know, I'm not knocking the series wins, but I feel like you gotta.
I'm not either. I'm just saying that it's still a lot of jerseys, but like,
it's a lot of jerseys.
The commitment level to do every win, even
plus, I mean, imagine, like, the Giants lose a lot of series, so then I wouldn't be able to do jerseys. You know, even if they, you know, are horrible and win 40 games, you know, that's 40 jerseys as opposed to whatever number of series wins that they would have, which is probably much lower than that. But I'm going for volume of creativity.
So that, the older you get, like I said, I did over 400 last year. Never. Yeah. I'm so tired from that still. I'm still recovering from that. But you'll get to a point that's like, you know what, let's take it back a little bit. Like, I don't mind posting like, oh, let's do every three wins or whatever. They'll design a jersey or something like that. So
yeah, it's also, you know, as you know, I'm talking about that, it's definitely important to pace yourself and not burn out. Although I'll say that and then go try to burn out, but
yeah,
don't follow my lead, essentially.
People might, you never know. So so yeah, jersey designing, all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Music production.
Yeah,
you produce.
There you go. I do. I think that was my. I think I. That was my gateway. It's funny because I think of all of this stuff the same way. You know, when it comes down to like the atoms of it, going onto Photoshop and like working on a layer and then adding another layer and then adding another layer to that. I look at, cause I use Logic as my DAW of choice.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of audio tracks the same way as I'm thinking of layers. So a lot of the thought processes cross, you know, from one thing into the other, but music, I think, was one of the first things that I found, that like really spoke to me, growing up. Into like high school-ish years, transitioning to college. So that was kind of like the first thing, but you know, music industry, like even if I was good enough to be at that level, which I think I am, I just don't kind of push myself enough. It kind of started off as a hobby for me. So it's a good way to get out like the creative energy. But it's something that come to me, I tell people, like, it's something that comes in waves. I'll go through a phase where I'm like making like 30, 40 beats in a month. And then I'll go 6 months without even touching it. Just whether it's because I'm busy with freelance work or I'm busy with work. It's like the thing kind of, it's like the thing that I come back to when I feel like I'm ready to approach it. Cause it's not music. You have to like really be committing, you know, if you're, you know, cause you do, you know, you play guitar, right?
I play all sorts of stuff, guitar, drums, and all sorts of stuff.
Beautiful. Yeah. Like, you know, that you, it's something you can't really half-ass it. Like you got to commit to it. And sometimes I do feel like I can get away with giving 85% to a Photoshop job. But I can't. I can't give 85% to music because I'm just not interested anymore.
Yeah. Like for me personally,
not saying
like
that I'm giving 85% to client work, but no. You know, just that translation from different mediums.
Yeah. Like for me, like I played a lot of music because I was like a church kid. I'm not anymore. But like, so I was part of the team. So I would play like almost every week. Actually, every weekend.
Well.
So I was playing a lot and stuff, and then once I stepped away, then like I don't play as much anymore. So I'm just like, if I were to get back into it, I'd be like, this just feels weird to do this all again and stuff. But
yeah,
I used to make music and stuff. Like, I have some stuff online on an old YouTube channel if you want to find it. I'm just kidding. No, we're not gonna do that. But yeah, like
yeah,
I have stuff.
I know Gav makes music too. So
Oh
you know,
yeah.
it's a through line, I think.
I feel like the music might be more his main thing, and the design is like his backup thing. Nothing
True, true,
against
true.
it at all, but like
True, true,
the
true.
stuff he produces like sounds pretty good. Like
Really
he
good.
definitely has the craft for it, like he has the ear for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would like to say that I have the ear for it too, but I think for me, it's like it's much more closer to my heart than my brain in terms of like execution and stuff like that. Yeah, like I said, it's just something that I come back to when I feel like I can give 100% to it, which is unfortunately not that often anymore. But you know, what can you do growing up?
But yeah, saying the hard for it, I feel like anything that someone does, whether it's designing or music and stuff, they have to have a hard for it. They can just put it down and be like, oh yeah, that's something. But unless you,
Yeah.
but you know, it's something you really like to do when you feel in your heart, like I really feel like this is a great, this sounds great, this is a great design or whatever it is. And it's definitely a lot of heart. And that's a nice comment about the layers thing, because this podcast is called Layers.
Layers fun. There you go.
Layers is what makes up, how do I say it? A
Do you have
podcast,
a tag? You have a motto? You have a tagline?
just like layers and design, there are many elements that make this podcast what it is, and layers is definitely,
Oh,
yeah.
okay. Nice. Well, there's your intro.
Any other questions? 'Cause I feel like we're getting towards the end here, and
More questions. Well, I did have from earlier, I just remembered the question that I had. How, and
that's
I
it for
guess
the
it
podcast. Thank you
conclude
for watching. I'm kidding. No, just cut you off
I guess
there at
it
the
could
end.
it's perfect. I guess it would lead to maybe a bigger question, but how many, because you were talking about like obviously the volume of designs that you do, how many jerseys have you, what's the most amount of jerseys you've designed in like a day?
A day.
Like one day.
That's, oh, I
Because
don't know, like
I think I've tapped it like maybe four. I think I've done maybe four in one day. And after that, I'm like, I can't do it anymore.
just custom design, just designing in general, because like I do the graphic.
No, I mean like, I guess if you're banking, it's a different process. Yeah, I guess it's a question more geared
Well,
to
but
like how I
for
approach it.
like I do the NBA graphic every year. Does that count towards like
Sure.
designing?
Sure,
Yeah.
yeah. A
It's
lot.
definitely a high, it's definitely a high number. It's 'cause like recreating is a lot easier, but
Sure.
having to design your own stuff, like
Sure.
I'm trying to think. I think with that last project I did, the end 2024 with the on the new ProLine mockups template, by the way. If you haven't gotten it, go check it out. Use code layers at discount. I already had the sponsor item. Why am I doing this? I think I busted out like 20.
Yeah, it sounds about, I mean, I would pass out, but that sounds about right for the volume
I
of work that
did.
you
I
do.
did pass out.
It's crazy. 20?
That's
Yeah,
what.
I mean, I could see it. If I was like locked in, I think I could knock out, and I was like doing what you're doing kind of fitting to template. I think I could get to like 15, and then I would have to go like touch grass and be with nature.
Well,
It's like,
I've shown you the next template. We're working on templates. I was showing you one that I worked on. Took me from 8 o'clock to about 3 a.m. to do all that stuff.
to do the template.
Yeah, 'cause exporting all the textures, all
Yeah.
the models and stuff, and then producing the smart object. So it took me some time to do that. But
Yeah.
again, I was up till 3 a.m. this morning. But it's one of those things, like if I get off of it, like if I let go, then I lose my flow and I'll come back to it. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I'm lost. Where am I at?
Yeah, I'm like pretty much confirmed at this point, undiagnosed ADHD or ADD or something. Because like, if I get derailed by anything, it's a wrap. But I also have those moments where I'm like, you like, there literally could be an earthquake, and I'm like locked in, and I'm like, did something fall? I'm like, can get into those kind of zones, which
You hear something, you're just like, huh, whatever.
Exactly, it's like sleepwalking, damn near. Gift and a curse. So
that actually segues to a question that I just thought of. I think I thought of it earlier, and I wanted to ask you, but I forgot about it. Is there like a lot of designs we do a lot? I think so. You do like, you can do 4 down deck, do 20 or whatever. But is there a point where like, Are we genuinely like oversaturating the population with all these designs? Because like you got a lot more people doing it now, so there's a lot coming out. Is there a point where is it too much? Because like you definitely see that from the NBA, like Nike and NBA, everyone's like, oh, you're making too many designs, stop it. And then all these people like you and I and other people make designs on Twitter, like, oh my gosh, it's so good. But then are we adding to the whole thing of doing too much, making too much?
Sure. I think sometimes I'll post a jersey and be like, damn, I always post with the same background. The only thing really that's changed is the actual design on the silhouette of the mock-up. So I think for me, listen, I love Proline, and I will always continue to use it. But I think for me, I want to start kind of experimenting with like more motion work and like just stuff to switch it up a little bit alongside, you know, finally getting up the courage to do reels and stuff like that where I put my face on the camera. So I think as long as you know, once again, Pete's a good example of doing this with his videos. I think as long as you switch it up and you're kind of not hitting it from the same angle every single time, which I can definitely say that I'm guilty of, and keeping it fresh. I think that's the next frontier for me, just in terms of not feeling like I'm just like spamming the internet with, you know, copy paste, new design, new design, new design, same jersey, same jersey, same jersey. I think that's the next step. And hopefully I can finagle something before the baseball season starts. I think there's an issue. I think it can definitely get oversaturated. But as long as the work comes out and it looks good, which, you know, I can say for 90% of the designs that I've seen pop out, I say more is better ultimately. So
I think it's a great way to end. Thank you today for joining. Where can they find you?
Yes, I am the same, I believe, on every single social media website from FROM Roner Park, which is the much harder thing to spell. ROHNERT, and then park, you know, like playing at the park.
Again, as every episode, I'll put these in the description, so then you get access to the links and stuff.
Beautiful. I'll go ROHN. But yeah, no, I'm same everywhere. Feel free to shoot me a message. I had someone reach out to me the other day asking about like tips. So yeah, if you're designing jerseys, you know, you have any questions, words of advice, seeking, I'm definitely here. So shoot me a message. No, well, again, copy from, I'll tell you, go to copy from Casey. So
yeah. Thank you for that. Well, thank you all. Glad you're here. Listen again. Again, new format. If you like it, let me know. If you don't like it, we'll go back to figure it out. But yeah, until next time, we'll see you. Wait, no, that's not how I end it. We'll see you next time on Layers. There you go.